What's up? The Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth because it centers upon the truth, even Jesus Christ, and restores the plain and precious things that have been taken away from the true gospel. Elder David A. Bednar, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Watching with All Perseverance, Ensign, May 2010, page 41. More than 2,000 tithes. The young women from the Las Vegas, Nevada Highlands Hill Stake collected more than 2,000 tithes as part of a service project. They gathered tithes for about 5 months, then boxed them up to send to the 34 missionaries serving from their stake. This project made me realize just how amazing our missionaries are, said Mary Moody, 16. Sending tithes was the least we could do. Serving our missionaries gave me a tiny glimpse of the joy they must feel as they bring others to Christ. The tithes are being used for the missionaries, members, converts, and investigators from the more than 20 countries where the missionaries are serving. BYU Rewriting Contest, 2011. Get your pencils or word processors sharpened. It's time to prepare your entry for the BYU English Department Writing Contest for high school students, 9th to 12th grades, ages 14 to 18. Cash prizes will be awarded in the categories of short fiction, poetry, personal essay, and critical essay. You can submit one entry per category. Submit your entries between January 1st, 2011 and January 31st, 2011. Rules and entry forms are available at http://english.byu.edu/contest. Mutual Theme, 13th Article of Faith, Sudoku. The objective of a regular Sudoku is to fill the 9x9 grid so that each column, each row, and each of the 9 3x3 boxes, also called blocks or regions, contains the digits from 1 to 9 only one time. 13th Article of Faith. We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. Indeed, we may say that we follow the admonition of Paul. We believe all things, we hope all things, we have endured many things, and hope to be able to endure all things. If there is anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, we seek after these things. For this puzzle, instead of numbers, the following 9 words for the Sudoku puzzle are believe, honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, hope, lovely, praiseworthy. By the numbers, number of sacrament cups produced per year, 230 million. The Church in USA, Indiana. In 1831, church missionaries arrived in Indiana and organized congregations. The prophet Joseph Smith visited Greenville for 1 month in 1832. In 1834, a group of more than 100 members, Zion's Camp, marched through Indiana to regain their lands seized by mobs in Missouri. They peacefully crossed the state from Ohio. Early church members held meetings in homes until a hall was rented in 1913. In 1927, a meeting house was built and then dedicated by President Heber J. Grant. Here are a few facts about the church today in Indiana. Membership, 41,190. Missions, 1. Wards and branches, 98. Family history centers, 29. Pedaling to the temple. After months of logistical planning and bike training, 30 young men, young women, and leaders in the Crossroads and Beech Grove wards from Indianapolis, Indiana, got on bikes and pedaled from their chapel to the Louisville, Kentucky temple. But this was not just a little Saturday morning ride. The bike trip extended over 2 days and covered 155 miles, or 249 kilometers. It was an experience these youth will never forget. Along the way were devotionals, occasional police escorts, campouts, firesides, overcoming steep hills, and illnesses. When they finally arrived, the temple opened an hour early so the youth could have an extra hour to do baptisms, many of the youth doing family names they had brought with them. My testimony of prayer. Prayers are not always answered in the way you hope or expect. Think about what you are praying for and pay attention to what you are feeling. Always remember that the Lord loves you and will answer your prayers. He may already have answered them, and it is a matter of recognizing the answer. Mary M., 17, England. My favorite scripture. Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 13 through 14. I like this scripture because it tells us to be faithful and yield to no temptation, and that we need to do the things Heavenly Father calls us to do, and we won't regret it. I know I won't regret anything He calls me to do. Elizabeth P., 14, Missouri, USA. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Go to newera.lds.org and click on Submit Your Material. End of What's Up.